Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Let's get to the Bulldog Roundtable.
The Fan is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs. And it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, first down, like 15, 10, 5. Get in there! Touchdown!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's own credit union, Howe Glaw Group, Georgia Pack and Load, AAA, and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
All right, we'll get to the topic in a minute. At the coffee shop, I got hit up by one of the dudes at the coffee shop that said, hey, give me the backstory on the Bulldog Roundtable. And so I thought maybe there's some other people wondering about the backstory, so I thought I'd fit it in right here. The backstory on the Bulldog Roundtable. Now, Chuck Dowdle used to host the Bulldog Roundtable, and it was on like a 3 or 4 hour show, and they would dedicate like 30 minutes between shows to the Bulldog Roundtable. And so Chuck would bring on guests, and that fit the roundtable naming of the segment.
Coach?
You bring on some coaches, former players, some analysts, and then you really have a roundtable.
Coach?
And I had somebody bring this up, say, Blue, it's not a roundtable. Most of the time, it's just you talking.
Oh, no.
And I said, well, look, in the beginning, they said, Blue, you're going to do a one-hour show. And my first thought was, well, that's better than a no-hour show. And then they said, well, you're going to have the Bulldog Roundtable on the show. And I said, hold on. The show's an hour, and you're wanting me to have a 30-minute Bulldog Roundtable show on.
That's right.
And they said, no, it's just going to be one segment. And I thought, well, you know, I'm probably going to talk some Georgia football every single day, so we could make that work.
Now, ever since you took over the Bulldog Roundtable, the football team's only lost one game. They played really well last year. So
yeah, but the roundtable thing, it's confusing people. Yeah, they're saying, okay, it's not a roundtable. A roundtable is when you got multiple voices.
Well, call us up. We'll open up the phone lines.
Well, no, I wouldn't be able to fit in the topic today, which is, who is the other cornerback? I was hanging out with the go-to guy, Keely Ringo. I was hanging out with him down in Macon on Saturday and really impressed with Ringo on and off the field, by the way. But who's the other corner? Because when you look at G-Day and saw what Kirby and the guys were doing on G-Day, they had the star cornerback, William Poole. Now, I'm not saying star in the status. I'm talking about star in the position. And if you're confused by that, look, it's a nickel and a dime cornerback that are on the field. And that's what the star is.
And hopefully one of your maybe a little bit more physical of your defensive backs, maybe.
William Poole played the other cornerback in the G-Day game. But he is really one of the nickel cornerbacks, is where he will fit and where they hope that he will play. But right now they've got a long list of very young and inexperienced cornerbacks that are looking to claim the other cornerback spot, like Kamari Lassiter. I showed up at G-Day, and he was one of the guys I wanted to put the spotlight on. Had the binoculars with me. I was going to check out Lassiter and really put some judgment down on him. He had the stomach bug. Did not play in G-Day. So the jury's out on him as far as the scouting report goes. Looking at him, he seems a little bit undersized. Might be him that emerges as the other corner. Could be Nylon Green, a redshirt freshman that reportedly has elevated his game, just being around the program for a year now. So look for Nylon Green to maybe claim the spot. And then you've got a long list of freshmen. And my goodness, have you seen this? They've added another freshman to this current recruiting class that's showing up. Marcus Washington, cornerback, has reclassified himself as a 2022 signee, and he will skip his senior year in high school, and he will rush to Athens trying to claim one of those spots, along with Dalen Everett and Julian Humphrey and Jaheim Singletary. All freshmen with this current recruiting class. Now, I don't expect any of those freshmen to really claim the other cornerback spot. I just don't. It seems too early. I mean, my goodness, you're playing in the toughest conference in college football. They're going to be throwing that football around, and you don't want a freshman out there cutting his teeth trying to do the back-to-back thing. So I'm a little concerned, and I'm wondering, will it be a grad transfer that is the other corner? Like they did a year ago, Darion Kendrick came in and took over one side of the field and did really well. Thinking maybe Kirby will end up going grad transfer at the other cornerback spot and plug and play right there. And I know it's just me talking, but that was the Bulldog Roundtable here on The Fan. Sorry to confuse you.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right, which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart, and there needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.